Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience, and I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out.
Hey guys, Mubarak here of Impenny Stock. Hope you're doing well. In this episode, I want to talk to you guys about the three best crypto trading strategies that you can implement today in order to really get the highest profits in this volatile market, all right? And just for those of you guys who are new to this, you know, day trading is basically a short-term trading style that involves trading when you're buying and selling around the same time, all right? Sometimes it's called intraday trading, but essentially it's different than what you might hear of, like, from traditional investing classes if you're kind of more old school or old fashioned, where, you know, the concept is to buy something, like buy an asset and hold it for a long time. When you're trading cryptocurrency, you're basically trying to buy it low and sell it high. And because of all the crazy volatility and the bull markets going on in the stock market and in the cryptocurrency market specifically, crypto trading is insanely profitable if you do it right. And so I want to shed some light for you guys on some beginner tips and strategies that are working very well right now and will work well into 2022 based on the market trends that my team and I are seeing. So there's two market conditions that you need to always ensure are present for day trading to be profitable. All right. That's volatility, right? So you need to make sure that prices are increasing or decreasing. And what that means is, like, obviously in any stock market or crypto market, it's going to be occurring, but the volatility really allows for you to be able to know that if, God forbid, you're trading and the price goes down, you know that it can go back up and vice versa, right? So depending on if you're shorting or if you're going long, and for most, you know, users, if you're trying to trade cryptocurrency, you're probably using something like Robinhood or crypto.com or coinbase.com. And I'm going to put all the links to this in the description that you can kind of set up your account now in a couple minutes with. And again, you know, just a little disclaimer here before I continue. This is not investment advice. It's purely educational. This is just what I've seen work so far. But the other market condition that you want to make sure that you have in place is liquidity. All right. And so what that means is that if you're using something that shows you how many shares are being traded or how many coins or cryptocurrency is being traded, like CoinGecko.com or CoinMarketCap.com, those are two really good resources. And again, I'll link them in the show notes, but they're really good to be able to use in order for you to be a successful trader and understand where the market is going. Is it increasing or decreasing? But going back to liquidity, the key aspect there is volume, and that's the amount that's actually being traded. So the reason that's important is because in small markets, right, if you think about, like, the real estate market, there needs to be liquidity of housing, and it's little bit slower because it takes longer for it to turn to cash. That's what the actual definition of liquidity is. Like, how quickly can whatever asset you have be turned into cash? So, for example, cash is the best, or if you have a check that's super liquid that can turn into cash really quickly by going to the bank. If you have stocks and you can just use Robinhood or quickly sell a stock, then that's pretty liquid. Versus real estate, it takes longer, right? If you want money against your house, you have to sell it. That could take weeks or months, if not years, but really, like, weeks or months. But that's the concept of liquidity, all right? Now, when you look at it specifically in the cryptocurrency trading markets, it has to do with how many shares or how much of that coin is being bought and sold. Now, it might sound like every single cryptocurrency is being bought and sold a crazy amount, but that's not really true. And that's where liquidity and volume traded comes into play. So my recommendation is, if you're looking at CoinMarketCap or any kind of concept, you want to make sure that there's at least, you know, 500,000 to a million, if not a little bit more, being traded. Now, in the top, you know, 50 coins or so, you're going to see that being the case very easily, right? But once you get later on, you might see only, you know, a few thousand or 5,000 or less than, if you see less than a million being traded in volume in 24 hours, that means that there's less than $1 million being bought and sold of that specific cryptocurrency within a 24-hour period. And that becomes a dangerous territory, because the problem you can run into is if you're going to buy it and then it's slowly going up and then you're going to sell it and you're not able to sell, that's where you can run into an issue if it's not liquid enough. And so that's where liquidity and volumes traded becomes really important. But let's get into the three best trading strategies for cryptocurrency day trading, right? So the most important strategy and kind of analysis to do is what's referred to as technical analysis. And that's essentially looking at the stock and chart pattern, so you'll be able to understand which way the cryptocurrency will move in. And it's almost like a self-recurring prophecy, because these trading rules and this technical analysis, or TA, some people call it, is rules traded and taught by traders to each other, which now hedge funds and millionaires and successful traders all use. And so it almost becomes a methodology that if you don't know when you're looking at a stock chart pattern or a crypto pattern or on the price history of it, then you're going to be having a disadvantage. And so, you know, if you go over to inpennystock.com, we teach a lot more in depth, or I'll have specific videos and courses on this technical analysis. But that's super important, because when it comes to cryptocurrencies, there nothing is necessarily public or like verified, like how in the United States, the stock market and the public companies there, you need to disclose financials. They have the SEC that has to verify. You have to have third-party audits of your company. So none of that, and that's referred to as fundamental analysis, that's super important in the stock markets, but that's almost irrelevant here in the cryptocurrency markets, because there really is not so much utility or value being brought in currently by these, all right, except for our current big ones, you know, Solana, which I'm going to talk about why that's going to overtake Ethereum in another episode, and Polygon. A couple of these cryptocurrencies are really making a mark, but they still don't get the attention or the volume or the focus that they probably should be. And so technical analysis, unfortunately, is really what's guiding all of the prices, all right? The second one is what we refer to as catalysts, which is basically either catalysts or news or analysis or sentiment analysis. And so this is basically really important for short-term trading, because this is what moves cryptocurrency prices and token prices. And it's really just the headline news and what content is coming out, what articles are being written. And so that's why you need to, you know, when you see traders having multiple screens, the reason for that is because they need to be keeping an eye on not only the price history, which you can do in one specific monitor, right? You can just look at the price history and how it's changing and how the price is going up or down. And then you might have other monitors for other cryptocurrencies, but really you focus on one cryptocurrency, and then the other screens are in order to monitor different news outlets or different news softwares that I'm also going to be discussing later on, or we talk about at inpennystock.com, where you can actually keep track of different things or tweets going out and on social media, because the sentiment of the cryptocurrency's news is actually what's determining a lot of the different price changes as well. So, for example, when something was written where China was banning cryptocurrency, immediately within minutes, or really hour, but really within minutes, Bitcoin price would fall, and then altcoins and everything else would kind of fall alongside it. And it becomes very important and almost something a little bit more difficult that you need to kind of keep your eye on or stay in tune with the market, because the cryptocurrency markets are actually open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whereas, you know, the United States stock market has only, you know, it's only open 8 hours or so a day and closed on the weekend and closed on holidays. So it almost makes cryptocurrency a little bit more intense and intimidating, because you need to be on top of it so much. And then finally, there's bot trading, which is high frequency trading or algorithmic trading. And what that essentially means is that it involves the use of algorithms and trading bots. And these can be programmed to execute a large number of trades very quickly. So You might think that using this method requires knowledge of advanced trading strategies and programming, but it really doesn't. At InPenny Stock, we really teach how to get in depth with setting up these automatic algorithmic trading bots to conduct the trading itself. So, you know, it's not really that, you know, you just set them up all and they do the work themselves. They require coming up with a specific strategy, developing an appropriate program to execute it. And we teach all of that, how to do the constant monitoring, backtesting, updating the algorithms. And, you know, there's certain pre-made trading bots available, and that's a little bit more advanced. But honestly, there's some that are just set up for even new traders as well. So definitely depending on what level you're at and whether you want to do, you know, normal technical analysis, whether you want to learn more about news and sentiment analysis or catalysts or algorithmic trading, you can always listen, subscribe, you know, set this up so that you get notifications as soon as we come out with new episodes, because I'm going to be going more in depth and dropping more episodes more frequently on this topic. And in the next episode, we'll be talking about algorithmic trading and some platforms that you can use to get more involved. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. And as always, if you do have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at admin, that's admin, at InPennyStock.com. Thanks again. Hope to hear from you guys soon. Take care.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.